Iran's supreme leader has ordered the hardline conservative Guardian Council to reconsider its decision to ban thousands of candidates from next month's parliamentary elections. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, is attempting to put an end to a political crisis that erupted in Iran after thousands of mostly reformist parliamentary candidates were barred from running in next month's elections. The supreme leader Wednesday ordered the conservative constitutional watchdog, Guardian Council, to reconsider its decision to bar almost half of the more than 8,000 candidates seeking election in next month's vote. Among the barred candidates are more than 80 current members of Parliament's 290 lawmakers. According to Iran state television, the supreme leader said those candidates should not have been barred from running unless there was adequate proof they are not qualified. The Guardian Council is made up of 12 appointed hardliners who have the authority to veto legislation approved by Parliament and to screen all candidates for public office. Political science professor at Cairo University and expert on Iran, Pakinam Al-Shikarwe, says that while the Iranian government has experienced political turmoil in the past, this time it's serious. Ms. Al-Shikarwe says she thinks the Guardian Council disqualified the candidates in an effort to test political waters.
I think it's kind of testing of how it will be the response of the moderate. Are they going to go too far, or as all the previous crises, it will be contained in a way that keep the status quo as it is, with the conservative controlling some key institutions without any interference from the moderate. I think it was not a good time regarding the regional and international circumstances. I think it was not a right decision.
Wednesday, Iranian President Mohammad Khatami tried and failed to convince dozens of members of parliament to end their four-day sit-in protest at parliament. Mr. Khatami said he thought negotiations could lead to a reversal of the Guardian Council's decision. However, Mr. Khatami's younger brother, Mohammad Reza Khatami, said the protest would continue because there was no guarantee that the candidates would be reinstated. The younger brother is the deputy speaker of parliament and one of the candidates who was disqualified. Greg Lamott, VOA News, Cairo.